information is presented for educational purposes only, is not intended to diagnose or prescribe for any medical or psychological condition, or to prevent, treat, mitigate, or cure such conditions. This information is only presented here for entertainment and educational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm David DeHaas, your host of the Whole Body Detox Show from the Living Waters Wellness Center, where miracles begin by healing from within. Where each week we bring you the health information to help you understand the simple healing secrets you can use to keep your body well, allowing you to live a healthy life so you enjoy every minute you are here on earth. Living Waters Wellness Center was formed after we discovered how to heal my body from multiple symptoms, including allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, back pain, psoriasis, acne, hives, yeast infections, and finally cancer. After 20 years of trying numerous different treatments, supplements, cleanses, iridology, muscle therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic, acupressure, homeopathy, naturopathy, those experiences let us discover the recipe that became known as the Four Natural Laws of Healing. Combining multiple natural healing modalities to fully detox and cleanse the body, then allowing the body to take the perfect nutrition to fully restore the body back to its innate health. This became known as the 10-Day Healing Retreat. We've helped thousands of people get their health restored so they can live their life to the fullest extent. There is no reason for you to suffer from anything. Once you learn the Four Natural Laws of Healing and follow those, it has been my experience and belief that you can heal from anything. You can learn more about that at livingwaterscleanse.com. Click on the link, the video, Four Natural Laws of Healing.
Very interesting episode with you today. We're going to talk about a couple of subjects. The first one is a study that just popped up and regarding the glyphosate on Idaho farms. And we talked about glyphosate way back in episodes number 27 and 28 over on the Whole Body Detox Show. By the way, if you miss any parts of this show today, we can always catch all of our episodes are archived at wholebodydetoxshow.com, or if you just type in Whole Body Detox Show in your podcast app, will pop up, as well as going over to livingwaterscleanse.com. Everything is there as well. So multiple places to get all that good information. But I had Dr. Don Huber on way back then talking about glyphosate, because he is like one of the top experts of glyphosate, showing how this glyphosate in people's bodies has causes births to be erratic, some stillborns, etc., some mental retardation. I think he mentioned 60-some countries have banned glyphosate, but not in the good old U.S. of A. No siree. We've been using it since 1996 on the farm fields, and way before that, about 50 years, it's been in existence. And it was originally made as a scaler for pipes. And they found that they could genetically modify the corn and soybean and alfalfa and wheat and be able to spray the fields with those products on it and not kill the products that they wanted and get rid of the weeds. And so it's been very popular amongst the farming community. The problem is it's killing the same community. And I'm going to highlight some of those people we've worked on here who live out in Western Ada and Canyon counties. We've had a lot of you come in with these mysterious illnesses. So in some cases, you know, I had a gal about last year. You couldn't believe the, I mean, you wouldn't have believed this gal. She shows a picture of herself about 3 years prior and nice, thin, swelt. And then today swelled up, a lot of inflammation, a lot of brain fog, a lot of joint pain, a lot of gut issues. And of course, we have found out where she lived and she's out in farm country. And that was one. Another one came to us with cancer. And as we got talking to her, we found out her neighbors are spraying constantly, all the time, all kinds of herbicides on their products. And so, you know, the problem is this stuff does drift, it does float, it does cause problems. So I'm going to take experts out of this study today and share that with you. But for further backup through this article, which does not admit to there being problems. In fact, they got a statement from Bayer that says, oh, it's within reasonable accepted limits. It's no problem whatsoever. But that is absolutely not the case, according to Dr. Don Huber. So if you want to dig into it, I would go over to episodes 27 and 28 and listen to Dr. Don Huber as well. So I found this, I mean, I was really excited to see this printed right here in our local press because of all of the people we've had to come see us that have got a myriad of different symptoms, from cancer to joint pain and so on and so forth. So I'm just going to read from this article. They did a study in 2021, and they retrieved the urine samples from 40 pregnant people in southwestern Idaho. The study has been published in the Environmental Health Perspectives. They found that those who lived near an active agricultural field, less than half a kilometer or one-third of a mile, had a higher concentrations of glyphosate in their urine during the glyphosate spraying season. During the spray season, they also had higher concentration of glyphosate in their urine compared to people who live further away. However, during the parts of the year where glyphosate wasn't being sprayed, concentrations for people living near and far from the farm fields did not vary widely. The findings suggest that people living near an agricultural field is a potential exposure source for glyphosate. Though not exact means of exposure is still not known, said Cynthia Curl, an associate professor in Boise State University's School of Public and Population Health, who helped organize the study. Agriculture fields are sprayed for glyphosate to help kill the weeds, as I mentioned earlier. Now, what's amazing is, though it's been banned in many countries, it's still, as I mentioned here, being applied in our field, about 250 million pounds. There's been some lawsuits against this product. If you remember, Monsanto was sued quite heavily and lost and forked out millions of dollars, probably a pittance to compared to what they've grossed on the product. If you remember, there's, I think, a guy that sprayed for a university in California, I believe, that ended up having cancer, and he ended up suing Monsanto. Now, Monsanto has since been sold and bought by Bayer, and Bayer, of course, has been around for many, many years, a German-based company, and they've got their own little shenanigans they've done over the years, allegedly. So interesting here, it goes on to talk about here, the scientists coordinated with staff at several Idaho health districts to recruit pregnant participants hailing from Nampa, Caldwell, Meridian, Garden City, Twin Falls, Jerome, Gooding, Shoshone, and Hayburn. For the participants living near farm fields, alfalfa was the most common crop. Though glyphosate is not recognized by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as causing cancer, the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer has said it is likely a carcinogen to humans. Four studies report have found that glyphosate exposure has adverse effects on birth outcomes, including preterm birth, shortened gestation time, longer than preterm but not full term, and reduced fetal growth. While the study observed pregnant people because we know that's a potentially vulnerable time period, the results should not hold for anyone, Curl said. Non-Hodgkin lymphoma, in which cancer cells form in the lymph system, is the main type of cancer associated with glyphosate exposure. Curl intends for the future to explore just how people living near agricultural fields are exposed to the pesticides. Well, they're scientists, but obviously, in my logical mind, it simply just takes a little wind, my friend, fellow friends. But he goes on to quote, "We can't figure out what the appropriate intervention is going to be to try to reduce the exposure unless we know exactly how it happens. But it's important to have this new information that is happening." You know, what is really kind of sad in, you know, all the medical field is that we've got some really smart people that are doing cutting edge stuff, and their stuff gets ignored. And there's people that are that, like this guy, could really benefit from knowing Dr. Huber. I don't know if you've ever met him or not, but I would suggest they should get connected. Now, I found this fascinating is that they said that glyphosate, unlike other chemicals, which can get stored in the body long term, glyphosate takes 0.5 to 10 hours to exit the body. That's kind of fascinating. But I have a hard time fully believing that to be true, considering, you know, those people that have, you know, proven in court that they, you know, got their cancer came from that. So I think there's always going to be a lot of residual in your tissues. So depending upon how, you know, what depth they can measure this, it'd be interesting to know, a question to ask, you know, how they took these samples. Here's how they did this. This is fascinating. While other studies had collected urine samples from people at a single point in time, Curl's team believed it was important to take samples frequently from people living both near and far from agricultural fields over many months, including during the season when glyphosate is sprayed. The study subjects provided urine every other week from February 2021 through December of 2021 through their pregnancies, which were sent to the Centers for Disease Control for processing. The study is the second to be published, analyzing data collected from the Idaho participants. Another study conducted by Curl's team looked more specifically at the interplay between diet, proximity to agricultural fields, and the effects of spray season on glyphosate exposure. Over 2 weeks in June 2021, within the known spray season for glyphosate, the researchers assigned the Idaho study participants to purchase and eat organic or conventional foods for 1 week. They then switched to the other diet for the second week. During the two-week period, participants provided urine samples nearly every day. The researchers had thought that eating an organic diet would help both those who lived away from agriculture and those who lived near it to reduce their glyphosate concentrations. But that was not entirely the case. While those living away from the agricultural fields were able to reduce their glyphosate concentrations by 22 to 43%, Those living close to agricultural fields saw almost no decrease. That suggests that living close to an active farm field has a bigger effect on exposure than diet during the spray season. And that's what we're seeing with clients coming in here. And if you've lived out in the farm country and you've got some soreness and some issues and that you're concerned about, you know, time to pick up the phone and call 208-378-9911 or go over to livingwaterscleanse.com and click on the link, The Four Natural Laws of Healing, and watch that video. And we're going to show you how you can heal and detoxified by the body naturally, which we've been doing now for 15 years. And then you get your get rid of those stiff joints and so forth. If you are having aches and pains, or you've got a bloated gut, or you're constipated, or have brain fog, you know, any of these issues, we want to show you how you can detoxify the body naturally. And you want to learn that by going over to livingwaterscleanse.com. Click on the link and watch the webinar, Four Natural Laws of Healing, or you can call the office, schedule a time to come in and have a consultation. We'll have you fill out a form, watch that same video, of course, and then we'll have a chit chat. The first one's free. Call the office at 208-378-9911. What we have learned over the years, no matter what your source of exposure, whether it's been heavy metals from, say, welding or putting your hands in solvents from being a mechanic or being a farmer and spraying, you know, herbicides on your fields and absorbing that, then, you know, that collects in the tissues of your body, and that's going to have a long-term health effect that's not going to serve your higher good. How do I know? Well, my dad was one of those guys who used to stick his hands in a lot of grease and oil as a John Deere mechanic. And, you know, growing up on the farm, you know, we didn't use gloves. We just, you know, put the grease on the Zerks and did the grease and then went over there and put the diesel in the tractors and went about our day. And it cost us our health. And fortunately, we discovered this process that we've developed at Living Waters, which allowed not only my father who was told, you know, 15 years ago, he had 2 years to live, to be able to reverse his symptoms. And, you know, he's 90 years of age and he's still living on earth. Kind of a cool story. And same thing with me. You know, I had a lot of health issues, and this 10-day process reversed my symptoms. And I had a lot of allergies and asthma, severe psoriasis, and eventually cancer, and I healed it all on my own. I went on a seek and find about 30-some years ago, trying to determine to find a way to save my own life. And I figured out how to do that, and I'd like to help you do the same thing, teach you how to, you can heal your life naturally. So go over to livingwaterscleanse.com and click on that link, The Four Natural Laws of Healing webinar. Anyway, we've been talking about some toxins and glyphosate. We talked about in episode 27 and 28 over the Whole Body Detox show, and with Dr. Don Hubert, and here they just released a study they did right here in Idaho, and I want to continue with what we left off. And so, yes, makes a big difference to be away from the fields, of course, and we've known that. So one source of glyphosate exposure, they say, is people's diets. But unlike other pesticides that can become airborne and drift away from where they are applied, glyphosate is not thought to be volatile or travel through the air. That's the thinking. I don't know if that's accurate, though, in my humble opinion. But maybe it is. However, the fact that people living near farm fields during spray season had higher concentration of glyphosate compared to people who live farther away indicates that spraying could indeed be the source of exposure. The study said it could be that some of this herbicide drifts through the air into people's homes and is absorbed through people's skin or lungs, or it could be attached to dust in the home, or attached to soil or dust particles that blow into people's homes. Other studies have shown that some pesticides can become part of house dust, leading to exposure both during spray season and other times of the year. Learning how people are exposed to glyphosate would help determine how to limit that exposure. Another thought would be, hey, if we just get rid of this stuff and ban it like other countries have done. Other studies of other types of pesticides have recommended closing windows. If you know that a field next to you is spraying, or asking your neighbor farmer to notify you when they're spraying so you can close the window. Or maybe go do a deep cleaning, it says. Anyway, the point is, guys, we got to take precautions wherever you live. There's just so many sources. You can be right here in Boise, Idaho, and your neighbors, you know, they have the lawn company come out and they're spraying that and spraying the trees, and this stuff drifts. I mean, it drifts onto your garden. You're trying to grow an organic garden. I mean, it's really, we're all in this together. And the fact is, we've got to figure out how we take care of our lawns and gardens and farms properly without these chemicals that are causing a lot of damage. Anyway, he goes on to quote, "I feel like we're still catching up with this chemical in terms of treating it like the most commonly used agricultural chemical that it is. The precautionary principle suggests that we try to lower exposure to chemicals until we know they are safe." Anyway, so they reached out to Baird. Of course, Baird came back, and I'll just paraphrase that, well, it's within safe limits that's been determined by the FDA. Well, the problem is, as most of you know, if you've been following any of the agencies out there, most of them been captured, including the old FDA and EPA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anywho, they're going to deny that. And, you know, it is quite a problem. You know, it is a problem to have weeds. As you know, it's not fun to have a whole bunch of weeds and competing with your crops. And I totally understand that as one who grew up as a young fella on the farm with success. We had thistles back then in those days. You go out and pick thistles. That was not fun. Anywho, my friends, limit your exposure to all the toxins. And, you know, you need to learn how you can chelate these naturally every day. And first thing you got to do is you got to open up the pathways in your body. And the major pathway is going to be the colon and small intestine. And that's really important for you to understand how to do that. And we teach you here how to do that using colon hydrotherapy, a very inexpensive, very easy process to do. And, you know, it was so fun today. We had a person that came in and I said, how was it? And she goes, oh, it was so much easier than I thought. And what was interesting to her is she was surprised at how constipated she was. She actually had a whole bunch of junk come out at the end that was like a concrete ball that literally plugged the tube. And I said, did you know that happened? She goes, no. I says, yeah, when they were cleaning the bed, it was like a rock. She says, yeah, when that last release was kind of painful. I says, yeah, it should have been. You know, you birthed a small baby. And she goes, wow, that's just amazing. I can't believe that happened. I go, yeah, it happens all the time. And, you know, the average person packs 10 to 15 pounds of just old fecal matter. And like she said, she says, golly, you know, I really don't think I'm constipated. I go to the bathroom regularly. I says, yes, this is a classic example. If you see, and I showed her our chart, I mean, this colon muscle, the large intestine can literally expand up to 16 inches in size. So you can have a small hole through that still pushing out fecal matter, but around that can be hard, encrusted old fecal matter. Like in her case, it came out like a rock. And we see this all the time. I experienced it on my body. And I got to tell you, it's the most freeing, liberating thing you can do is get this junk out of the trunk. And when you do that, you're going to walk better. You're going to think better. You know, for me, what I notice when I do a colonic, when I get tired, I'll come down, I'll do a colonic. And I get off that colonic bed with all that hydration and my eyes just literally go boop. I mean, it's amazing. I sleep better. I walk better. Any of those sore muscles or joints I've had, those clear up. And we see that over time and time and time again where those, you know, if you've got arthritis in your hands or in your knees, you got joint pain, you got to clean it out, guys. You got to clean out the chemicals and the heavy metals. And we're going to talk about a couple of other products that you need to be avoiding that you may be taking for pain when we come back in a moment. Until then, you want to go over to livingwaterscleanse.com. Click on the link, the Four Natural Laws of Healing, or simply call the office at 208-378-9911. 208-378-9911. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. Once in a lifetime, a healing tool comes across your path that can really change the ability for the body to heal naturally and quickly. We have found such a tool, and it has changed the way my family lives and how our clients at Living Waters are helping to heal their body. It's called phototherapy, and phototherapy is the ability of your body using waves of light to turn on your body's ability to make its own stem cells. No surgeries, just simply a little Band-Aid size patch that can activate your body to make stem cells. As you age, you're producing less and less stem cells, and by age 60, you're making none. So when it comes to healing and repairing, it is a long, long process. We can now speed that process up by using phototherapy. Go over to stemcellpatch.net and watch the videos there, and go ahead and try these patches for a few months. These patches have helped so many of our clients reverse pain, help speed up the healing, sleep better, and on and on. You'll see some of the testimonials over there. It's an amazing little tool that you should be using right now. For less than the cost of a cup of coffee per day, you can now be increasing your body's ability to make the stem cells on its own. StemCellPatch.net or call the office at 208-378-9911.
You can't treat the body and heal it a piece at a time. You have to treat the whole body naturally. That's why Living Waters Wellness Center 10-Day Healing Retreat is so successful in helping what I call the incurables back to wellness. Here's what a few clients had to say about their experience at Living Waters Wellness Center.
For over a year, I've been dealing with gas pains, stomach pains, and been waking me up in the middle of the night, so I never get a full night's rest. And last night, after my first colonics, I slept through the entire night without any stomach pain or any kind of issues.
I suffered from migraine headaches for 12 years, once a month, and since I did the
10-day retreat at Living Waters Wellness Center 8 years ago, I have not even had a migraine. I've not even had a headache.
I had back pain on my left side for about 20, 25 years. After the 10-day healing retreat, the pain is completely gone.
To learn more about the 10-day healing retreat, go to healingtheincurables.com or call the office at 208-378-9911. That's 208-378-9911. The preceding examples may not be typical of your experience and may not be right for you. Seek the opinion of a qualified healthcare professional before determining if cleansing is right for you.
Welcome back to the show, David DeHaas, Living Waters Wellness Center, where miracles begin by healing from within. If you want to get your health miracle, you want to live your best life, you want to get those toxins out of your body, we got to first start with colon hydrotherapy. Two of the most favorite terms I've learned over the years when I was healing my own body from all the numerous illnesses, joint pain, sore muscles, severe psoriasis, brain fog. Man, my muscles always hurt. Everything hurt. I'd get up in the morning and shuffle over the shower, bent over like an old man at the age of 90. And that hot water would help me be able to raise up. It was crazy. I was seeing a chiropractor one time every single day. I was having orthotics made. Then my skin was breaking out. My head was itchy. I had always had this dandruff and these bumps on my head. It's like, what's going on with me? Why am I having all this stuff going on? And that was at age 30. I mean, it was crazy. Anyway, I learned that colon hydrotherapy was my best friend, and it can be your best friend. And for those of us who come down, for those of our clients who come down and do our 10-day healing retreat, they realized how important the gut is to your body, because every organ in your body connects to the gut. Now, some of you decide, well, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to take something that's very convenient off the shelf. Most of you probably have this in your bathroom. Once I tell you the rest of the story, you're probably going to want to throw this away. And that is acetaminophen, which is the active ingredient in Tylenol. And Tylenol, they found, is destroying men's sperm. That's just one of the alarming revelations in a new article published in a peer-reviewed journal, Environmental International. The study says combined exposures to bisphenols, polychlorinated dioxins, paracetamol, and phthalates as drivers of deterring sperm quality was conducted by an international team of scientists from the United Kingdom and Denmark. They studied urine samples taken in 2009 from 98 male volunteers between the ages of 18 and 30. They analyzed the urine for 8 chemicals used in plastic production that are known to harm fertility, including BPA, BPF, and BPS, as well as the phthalates. The research also analyzed urine samples for acetaminophen, also known as paracetamol, the active ingredient in more than 600 over-the-counter medications, including Tylenol and Panadol. Anyway, the study goes on is that basically this creates defective sperm. So, you know, we find today people are having struggling to procreate, and we've added a lot of toxicity to the environment. And so I always encourage, if you're a youngster out there, youngster, anybody under the age of 40, just a kid, and you're wanting to procreate, I always encourage them to come in and detoxify, do a series of colonics, clean the body up, clean up that liver, clean up them parasites and heavy metals, because you know what? You're going to pass it on to the baby. The average baby comes to Earth with 250 chemicals, which I suppose is pretty light load considering there's about 80,000 that they're telling us about out there. So if you want to have a great pregnancy, you want to detoxify first. Get that load of toxicity out of your body. Anyway, back to acetaminophen. So back to Tylenol. In addition, reports on the scientific literature, they estimated risks from a range of other plastic-related chemicals and a variety of common pesticides, including fungicides, herbicides, and insecticides. From this, they came up with a hazard index or risk measurement. This hazard index estimated the combined theoretical effect of combining several different toxins. The results were not encouraging, though they may help to explain the rising levels of male infertility humans are experiencing in many places around the world. 17 times levels deemed acceptable. level. Some of the urine analyzed showed that the combined exposure to the nine chemicals was more than 100 times higher than levels deemed acceptable. But the average exposure to the chemicals was 17 times the acceptable levels. Tolerable exposures to substances associated with deterioration in semen quality are exceeded by a large margin, the scientists concluded. Dedicated efforts towards lowering exposure to these substances are necessary to mitigate risk. And my friends, I'm telling you, it's pretty easy to do. If you start taking and looking around your house, throw away the plastic, drink out of glass, don't drink out of aluminum, buy organic food, don't microwave anything. These are just basic things I educate people. You know, I got to tell you, I come in and I sit down and I give my breath, my energy to you, and I give you so much information in 15 to 30 minutes that took me 20 years to gather. I give you the Cliff Notes and it just shocks me. I give you a notepad. And the reason why I give you a notepad is I figure you probably want to take some notes, right? Most of you do not take notes. And those that do, I know you're a serious student. And I almost came to the conclusion that why should I waste my breath? I mean, really, if you're not going to take the notes and take it to heart, why waste my time and my clinic's time if you're not really serious about your health? I remember years ago, we had a doctor. I was with Hal Huggins. I spent a lot of money learning this stuff. And I was my own experiment. And I remember people ask Huggins a question. He would go, okay. I could see his mind going, okay, I'll repeat myself. I get it. I get why the poor guy was frustrated, because I'm frustrated. Holy hell. Come on, guys. We're in this together. Our sick care costs are through the roof. Through the flipping roof. You've got to take responsibility and you got to start, you know, bucking up and get rid of the toxins in your own environment. Get rid of those stupid, stinking things you got hanging from your mirror in your car, those perfume things. They're toxic. Get rid of those little candle things that sit over there and put off a smell. They're toxic. I have no candles in my home. Get some essential oils. Essential oils are okay. All right? There's just so many things you can do, but you got to start right now. And the first thing you got to do is clean out the toxins. Anyway, let's go back to this other study. I mean, I've only went through part of this. I mean, it is absolutely shocking. And here, this is a great summation here. quote, it all combines and adds up to and creates more chemical stress in our bodies. Parker has co-authored several peer-reviewed articles about health issues associated with acetaminophen. And it is extremely bad for neurodevelopment. His concern lies primarily with his giving this painkiller to infants, babies, and toddlers. In his most recent scientific paper, he and his team scientists present 17 lines of evidence of how acetaminophen causes autism. When you combine all this chemical stress plus this drug in babies and children, that's when you end up with a permanent and often severe neurodevelopmental problems. There are multiple types of chemical interactions. Sometimes they enhance each other. Sometimes they cancel each other out. Guys, there's natural things you can do when it comes to pain. We'll talk about that more when we come back. Write that down, livingwaterscleanse.com, or call the office at 208-378-9911. 378-9911 is how you get a hold of us. You want to get a hold of us. You want to clean up your body. You want to get rid of these toxins, especially this time of year. I know you're going to be out there celebrating and imbibing and eating a lot of things. Probably some things with glyphosate in it. And then you're going to be thinking, oh, maybe I'll just take a Tylenol for my pain. No, you don't want to do that. You want to clean the body out, reduce that pain. And so the next part of this, acetaminophen overdose has become a leading cause of liver failure in the U.S. You know, and it's available in all these different products. He says it's about 500 Americans die yearly of complications from acetaminophen toxicity. It also causes approximately 56,000 emergency department visits and 26 hospitalizations annually. Why is the toxicity rate of acetaminophen so high? It's the number one cause of acute liver failure in the United States. You know, it's interesting. I have a gal on the 10-day right now, and she does ultrasounds for a living. And she told me, she goes out to the prisons and she does scans out there, right? She says, David, every single person I've scanned has fatty liver. Every single one. Well, you think about it, it makes sense. They're eating the most garbage of all foods out there. And so, you know, and they're probably, you know, they do a lot of crazy stuff out there. But anyway, go on to quote here. He noted that most cases resulted from unintentional chronic acetaminophen overdoses, often due to misuse of medications such as Percocet, Vicodin, Tylenol PM, or taking multiple acetaminophen-containing products without recognizing the danger of highly daily doses. So, in fact, he says, acetaminophen has been reported to be presented in about 600 different products. Holy, I mean, that's just amazing. Acetaminophen is often combined with opiate drugs, such as Percocet, and prescribed for pain management. Most people, he goes on to say, are unaware of the presence of this acetaminophen. Anyway, you need to make sure what you're taking, my friends. If you got to be on pain, now we talked about this, I don't remember which episode it was, I'll put it in the show notes. But my wife was in the hospital, she fell off a roof in 2012. Broke a whole bunch of bones, was in there 24 days in the good ship St. Al, fifth floor. And she became freaked out from the, first it was Narco, then she went to Tramadol, and she literally flipped out. And she says, I can't take this anymore. I cannot take it. And she said to me, she says, I get it. She said, I understand why people go postal or people commit suicide. She says, this is freaky, scary stuff. So here we are. She's got two casts on each leg. Her three vertebrae in her back are broken. One ankle bone completely shot out. Crushed her tibia 2 inches. Fractured the right femur, completely just shattered it. Had a rod in there, and then also the other ankle as well. So, I mean, she was laid up. What do you do? What do you do when you're that and you need stuff for pain, but you can't take what they're giving you? So we're out of the hospital. We call them and go like, what do we do, right? They don't have a lot of answers. So we weaned her off that pretty doggone quick, but we have some products that my wife's been using down here. And, you know, since then, you know, she's continued to detox and, you know, continue to get rid of the inflammation caused by her mercury poisoning from her teeth. Mercury is a big source of some of the toxins she had. Then you add the rods and the plates she had put in. Oh, my gosh. Screaming with metals. They told her she should never have the metals taken out. Well, in 2015, she says, David, I can't. This is affecting my brain. This is affecting my whole body. She said, I got to have these rods taken out and this plate taken out. And we finally found a surgeon who would do it. Two other prior surgeons says, oh, no, this gal's crazy. And they didn't want to do it. They were scared as heck to do it. We found a gal and she took them out. But what we did for pain management is we have some products down here. One is a product that they use in the recovery from exercise called Overdrive. And then we found some more natural pain management tools, including a product called Painese. One of the main ingredients is what's in aspirin called White Willow. We found curcumin, which is great for inflammation. And what are some other things? I wish she was here right now. She could tell you her whole list. She drinks a ton of water. She does colon hydrotherapy continually. They told her she would never walk. My wife walks. The other thing we do is we do natural energy healing. What's that, David? Come to the 10-day cleanse. I'll teach you how to do it. And I will teach you how to do it on your family. It's basically the laying on of hands and using my energy. And I can get, sometimes when she's in just freaked out pain, I can sit down and, you know, maybe, I believe we all have this gift, but it's a gift that I've been given. And my hands literally, they get pretty warm. And I put this energy on her. And, you know, in the Bible, it says where two or more gather my name, there I am also. So basically, it's just a prayer and using energy. And it may take me 5 or 15 minutes and pain's reduced significantly. It's pretty cool to see that happen. So again, and then, of course, we avoid the inflammatory foods. And that means we eat only organic. We juice. She's got a smoothie she makes every morning. We juice every day. Well, not every day, but quite a bit. That juicer of ours runs quite a bit of the time. And why do we do that? Well, we want to get the micronutrients into the body. We want to take foods that aren't inflammatory. We don't drink out of aluminum cans. We don't. If we go to a hotel and stay, we don't eat that food at all. We pack our own food. We pack our own pans now. We cook out of our own healthy pans. We don't eat out of, you know, we don't cook anything in Teflon pans. We hardly go to a restaurant at all. There's a few we go to, but it's a rare day because it's just like, you know, why would we add that burden to it? As you get older and older, for some of you know it, every little piece you add on, that toxic bucket adds up so much faster. So it's really important for you to learn how you can get rid of the pain permanently. And we've seen people do it here on our 10-day healing retreat. Or if you've got some things where you've got, like my wife has, you know, these multiple fractures, then you got to learn how to figure out what to do, right? And so we teach you that on the 10-day healing retreat. 10-day healing retreat, best Christmas gift you could ever give anybody. Go over to the website and click on success stories. Just peruse those. You'll see. It's amazing the amount of miracles we've had over the years, guys. And I can't believe how many videos that I get to take. And, you know, I would say probably only 20 or 30% of the people actually let us do a video. But you've got to get rid of this toxic burden. So staying away from the farm fields, staying off those pain medications, especially with acetaminophen. And, you know, for a hot moment, maybe you take that stuff. But daily, I know a lot of people are taking every single day. You know, pain is caused by inflammation. You just got to reduce it. And it's not, it's if you're using it, you're causing liver problems, and we don't want to do that. So how can you learn how to do this? Come through our retreat. Go check it out, livingwaterscleanse.com. There's a video there called The Four Natural Laws of Healing. There's also a lot of other information about our other tools of healing, including our far infrared mats and our lymphatic detox machine, which are on sale right now. You need to go check it out because it's the first time ever the mats have ever been on sale, ever. In 29 years, we've never seen these mats on sale. You can save $400 on them right now. You can save up to $300 on the whole body vibration machines, and you want that in your home. 10 minutes a day equals an hour of exercise. Great tool to have. You need to get it, especially in the new year. You want to exercise. You're inside. Let's live your best life and use these fantastic tools. My friends, it's been a joy to be with you here this week. Until next week, you have a blessed week, my friends.
Once in a lifetime, a healing tool comes across your path that can really change the ability for the body to heal naturally and quickly. We have found such a tool, and it has changed the way my family lives and how our clients at Living Waters are helping to heal their body. It's called phototherapy, and phototherapy is the ability of your body using waves of light to turn on your body's ability to make its own stem cells. No surgeries, just simply a little Band-Aid size patch that can activate your body to make stem cells. As you age, you're producing less and less stem cells, and by age 60, you're making none. So when it comes to healing and repairing, it is a long, long process. We can now speed that process up by using phototherapy. Go over to stemcellpatch.net and watch the videos there, and go ahead and try these patches for a few months. These patches have helped so many of our clients reverse pain, help speed up the healing, sleep better, and on and on. You'll see some of the testimonials over there. It's an amazing little tool that you should be using right now. For less than the cost of a cup of coffee per day, you can now be increasing your body's ability to make the stem cells on its own. StemCellPatch.net or call the office at 208-378-9911.
You can't treat the body and heal it a piece at a time. You have to treat the whole body naturally. That's why Living Waters Wellness Center 10-Day Healing Retreat is so successful in helping what I call the incurables back to wellness. Here's what a few clients had to say about their experience at Living Waters Wellness Center.
For over a year, I've been dealing with gas pains, stomach pains, and been waking me up in the middle of the night, so I never get a full night's rest. And last night, after my first colonics, I slept through the entire night without any stomach pain or any kind of issues.
I suffered from migraine headaches for 12 years, once a month, and since I did the 10-day retreat at Living Waters Wellness Center 8 years ago, I have not even had a migraine. I've not even had a headache.
I had back pain on my left side for about 20, 25 years. After the 10-day healing retreat, the pain is completely gone.
To learn more about the 10-day healing retreat, go to healingtheincurables.com or call the office at 208-378-9911. That's 208-378-9911. Preceding examples may not be typical of your experience and may not be right for you. Seek the opinion of a qualified healthcare professional before determining if cleansing is right for you.